tomorrow morning. Right now, the air is calm. The fog has settled in. No precipitation today. And we're at 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. It's 59 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden addressing the nation from the White House last night. Here's ABC's Lana Moise.
In an Oval Office address,
it's been the honor of my life to serve as your president.
President Biden explaining his historic decision to withdraw from the presidential race.
Nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition.
Biden praising his vice president, likely Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
She's experienced. She's tough. She's capable.
Without naming him directly, Biden seemed to take a jab at former President Trump.
Kings and dictators do not rule. The people do.
Today, Biden will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who addressed both houses of Congress on Wednesday. Dozens of lawmakers boycotted the speech, angry at Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza. Citing continued injuries, two-time Olympic tennis gold medalist Andy Murray has now withdrawn from the singles competition in Paris, says he will only play doubles, the announcement made this morning. This is ABC News. The record for the world's hottest day has been broken once again.
Sunday, then Monday, becoming the hottest days humans have ever measured, according to Europe's climate service. The agency's director, Carlo Buontempo, saying, quote, this is human-caused climate change in action, end quote, with the heat being driven by oceans that won't cool down and an unseasonably warm Antarctica. The Earth has set heat records for 13 straight months. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
In Texas, former Uvalde school police officer Adrian Gonzalez appears in court today on charges of failing to protect students during the response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary in 2022. Gonzalez and former Uvalde school's police chief Pete Arredondo were indicted by a grand jury back in June. Officials in Southern California warning people in Montecito to be alert as they battle an active infestation of fire ants that are highly aggressive, they say, in nature and could pose a risk. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Another eighth-inning clutch hit provided the winning run as the Brewers took a low-scoring series into Wrigley Field with a 3-2 victory. Blake Perkins scored on a double by William Contreras that rolled to the wall. Elsewhere yesterday, it was Cincinnati and Atlanta, postponed because of rain. Pittsburgh shut out St. Louis 5-0. Cincinnati 9, Atlanta 4. San Diego 12-3 over Washington. San Francisco 8-3 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Houston 8 and Oakland 1. Angels 2-1 over Seattle. Cleveland beat Detroit 2-1. Toronto 6-3 over Tampa Bay. And Texas 10 and the White Sox 2. Interleague action, Minnesota 5-4 over Philadelphia. Colorado beat Boston 20-7. Miami 6, Baltimore 3. The Mets 12-3 over the Yankees. And Arizona was an 8-6 victor against Kansas City in interleague play. Packer coaches had to do something. The defense was dominating the quarterbacks, and they had no time. That's why the switch was made to undrafted free agent Kadeem Telfert, who is now on the offensive line. The Packers practiced outside in the rain yesterday as well. That's an update on Thursday morning sports.
For student athletes, routine physicals are more than just a good idea. They're a requirement. The WIAA requires that its student athletes have a physical exam every 2 years. The team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is eager to support the health and well-being of our local athletes by offering sports physicals all summer long for a reduced rate of $15. Call today to schedule a time with one of our providers, the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Today, a high of 80 degrees with mostly sunny conditions. Tonight, mainly clear, patchy fog, and a low of 56. Sunshine continues on Friday in warm conditions with a high of 82. Mostly clear Friday night, a low of 58. Saturday, 86. Partly cloudy, breezy, and warm. Sunday, 86 with isolated shower or thunderstorm chances. In Richland Center, we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 59 degrees this morning. Thursday, July 25th. Here we go.
Sometimes a crowd makes me lonely. Sometimes a shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town. Slow down. Life I kinda wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out on the FM radio. Cause the way I'm really feeling won't fill up the Coliseum on the edge of Tupelo. Just goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that I'll burn. I can turn into something I can't feel. Yeah, I want something.
Dirk Bentley on WRCO Radio, and I want something real. Okay, well, we'll give you something real. We have some Brewer tickets to give away today for Sunday's game as the crew hosts the Marlins this this weekend, Sunday. And the first pitch time at 1:10. So we'll be giving away tickets in about an hour or so right here on the big program. Your chance to win. Stay tuned and listen for details. Plus, the old ice cream man might show up today as well to give us some sweet treats. July is, boy, I'll tell you, it's waning. We are flying through it. So just a few more days to give you some ice cream in honor of July Ice Cream Month. This is Jamie O'Neill on FM 100.9.
Why does the color of my coffee match your eyes? Why do I see you when a stranger passes by? I swear I hear you in the whisper of the wind. I feel you when the sun is dancing on my skin. And when it's red,
da-da-da. all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da. Door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da.
Rick Nelson on WRCO with his comeback hit, Garden Party, in 1972. That song came out. Today is Thursday, July 25th. The Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in the area today. All are welcome to pick up food bags in Rockbridge at the Natural Bridge store from 10:30 until 11:30, and in Casanova today from 12:30 until 1:30 near Alibi's Bar and Grill on East Main Street.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
There are lots of reasons to come see The Music Man this summer, presented by Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin. It has classic songs you'll recognize right away, like You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, Till There Was You, and The Wells Fargo Wagon. It's got a timeless story filled with laughter about Professor Harold Hill coming to a small town and falling in love with Marion the Librarian. And it's got a large cast of your friends and neighbors, including a barbershop quartet. Shows are July 26th, 27th, and 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 2 p.m. matinees on Sundays. Tickets will be sold at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and a $60 family ticket for two adults and any number of children. Celebrate the summer with this look back to those great days of yesteryear by coming to see The Music Man.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
It's young, crazy, stupid. It's two kids and Cupid. Target on a heart. Arrow right through it. It's a wild, reckless, dumb. Hitchhike, hold out your thumb. You don't know no better. Got the tattoo to prove it. It's climbing out your window. It's 17. It's picking her up in your pickup truck. It's firing gasoline. Faking that smile, but you can't let go of a hand. It's a goodbye kiss and tail lights. It's phone calls and late nights. It's what I wouldn't give to get tongue tied one more time.
FM 100.9 News, weather, and sports coming up today. We'll get you in the know and then taking on back for more regular features here today from WRCO Radio. We're at 58 degrees. It's hard for me to see the thermometer today. The fog has really settled in. Check out the weather in Topeka.
The rain is a-fallin'.
The faucet is a dripping and the kids are a bawling. One of them a toddling and one is a crawling and one's on the way. I'm glad that Rockwell Welch just signed a $1 million pact. And Debbie's out in Vegas working up a brand new act. The screen doors are banging, the coffee's boiling over and the wash needs a hanging. One wants a cookie and one wants a changing and one's on the way. Now what was I doing? Jimmy, get away from there. Darn, there goes the phone. Hello, honey. What's that you say? You're bringing a few old army buddies home? You're calling from a bar? Get away from there. Not you, honey. I was talking to the baby. Wait a minute, honey. The doorbell. Honey, could you stop at the market and... Hello? Hello? Well, I'll be. The girls in New York City, they all march for women's lib. And better homes and gardens shows the modern way to live. The dog is a barking and the floor needs a scrubbing. One needs a spanking and one needs a hugging, Lord. One's on the way. Oh, gee, I hope it ain't twins again.
A classic from Loretta Lynn on WRCO FM 100.9. It's already Thursday. Is it just me or has this week flown by? This month has, too. Oh. Grooving toward the weekend. This is Eli Young Band.
I swear I never use words like forever. Can't believe that ever came out of my mouth. Oh, felt like I was dreaming. But when you started leaving, my heart started thinking out loud.
A Young Band, just the love talking here on WRCO Country and Community.
Looking for a great part-time or introductory job? Join the House on the Rock Resort Hotel team. They have exciting housekeeping positions open. Public area housekeeping, multiple hotel room cleaning positions, second shift house person. Enjoy on-the-job training and fun perks. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Don't miss out. Join them today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland
Center. It is 6:30 and time now for a news update sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today, mostly sunny and a high of 80. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog possible, a low of 56. Friday, sunshine continues and warm conditions, a high of 82. It's extremely foggy this morning, so drive carefully. And right now, we're at an overnight low of 58 degrees.
Shop local and save big this July with the Red, White, and Refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. A motorcycle crash into a rock wall in southwest Wisconsin killed two people Monday night. According to an investigation by the Crawford County Sheriff's Office, 43-year-old David Filyaw and his passenger, 42-year-old Alicia Bell, both of Muscadet, were crossing the Wisconsin River Bridge near Boscobel when they crossed both lanes of State Highway 60 and crashed head-on into the wall. The two were ejected from the motorcycle and died at the scene. Both were wearing helmets at the time of the crash. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is proposing legislation to cap the cost of prescription drugs. The Wisconsin Democrat is in the midst of a competitive re-election campaign against developer Eric Hovde, the likely winner of the August Republican primary. Baldwin says the Capping Prescription Costs Act would require annual out-of-pocket prescription drug cost caps of $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for families with private health insurance. The measure would extend the out-of-pocket costs seniors on Medicare will see in 2025 from the Inflation Reduction Act to the commercial health care market. Baldwin voted for the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, which included a cap on insulin prices. A Wisconsin lawmaker hoping to make Apostle Islands a national park. Tom Tiffany has introduced the Apostle Islands National Park and Preserve Act, which would give the state its first ever national park. The legislation would redesignate the Apostle Islands from a national lakeshore to a national park and would also designate Sand Island as a national preserve to maintain existing hunting access. Tiffany says the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is an unrivaled destination that is more than worthy of being elevated to a crown jewel of the national park system. The 7th District Republican introduced the bill at a federal lands subcommittee hearing this week in Washington. A major Milwaukee-area manufacturer is selling off a chunk of its business. Johnson Controls announced on Wednesday it is selling its HVAC manufacturing business to Germany-based Bosch Group for around $8.1 billion. Johnson Controls makes heating and cooling systems, along with fire protection and security systems, mostly for government and industrial clients. It's unclear if any Wisconsin-based jobs will be lost in the sale. Investigators in Iowa have closed their investigation of a murder-suicide that ended in Dane County. The Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office has determined that the gun, which 37-year-old Alexander Grunke used to kill himself, was the same weapon which killed 32-year-old Tanya Poppy. Her body was found at a Dubuque County residence on the evening of April 10th. Poppy's 5-month-old child with Grunke and a 13-year-old girl were not in the home. Grunke left the younger child child with a family in Dane County before leading deputies on a chase. He and the girl both fired at deputies before officers used road spikes to end the pursuit. Both fled into nearby woods, where the 13-year-old was found unresponsive. She later died. Grunke committed suicide after breaking into a family's home and barricading himself in the basement. Wisconsin high school seniors may soon be receiving direct admissions to UW system campuses. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says Wisconsin high school seniors who have met program requirements will be notified of their offers starting next week and continuing into September. Under Direct Admit Wisconsin, qualified high school students from participating schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Students are admitted based upon grades and coursework after completion of their junior year. Rothman says students should watch their school email accounts for the notices and instructions on what to do next. UW-Madison, Eau Claire, and La Crosse are the only UW schools not participating in the program. Wisconsin Republicans say they want to know how much Kamala Harris knew about President Biden's fitness for office and if she helped hide his decline. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
When did she know that the decline was happening with Joe Biden, that he wasn't capable of running for the presidency? And if he is not capable of running for the president, then he is not capable of being the president.
Wisconsin GOP Chair Brian Schimming says Harris is being anointed the presumptive nominee without vetting by primary voters. Wisconsin Republicans say voters should decide if Kamala Harris should be the Democratic nominee for president, not powerful insiders.
Kamala Harris has never won ever a single presidential primary or caucus, ever. And she is the new nominee of the Democratic Party.
Elsewhere in the news, people fishing in Wisconsin will soon be able to carry firearms after a rule banning them was rescinded by the state following a lawsuit brought by gun rights advocates challenging it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources agreed in an order released Wednesday to rescind the rule barring anglers from carrying firearms. The lawsuit challenging the ban as a violation of the constitutional right to bear arms was brought by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The DNR agreed to rescind the rule enacted in 1999 as soon as possible, and both sides submitted a joint motion to dismiss the lawsuit. And a reminder to ride an ATV or UTV safely. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources points out that 20 people died from ATV or UTV crashes so far this year, adding that 95% of fatal crash victims from last year were not wearing a helmet. The agency urges operators and riders of the vehicles to wear safety equipment. They also make clear that those born in, on, or before 1988 must complete an ATV and UTV safety certification course to drive on public ATV and UTV trails and areas in Wisconsin. More information on riding recreational vehicles safely is available on the DNR website.
Nutrition Enterprises is excited to announce the re-grand opening of our store at 24530 Hope Lane in Richland Center, Wisconsin, just 1 mile north of the fairgrounds. Nancy and Emmanuel Lunk enjoyed serving the Tri-County area since 1969. After Emmanuel's recent passing, Nancy wants to fulfill his wish for the store to continue serving the community with top-notch nutrition and healthy home products. At Nutrition Enterprises, receive personalized service with the help of a registered nurse and explore our complete line of delicious Shackley products and standard process supplements. Store hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We welcome you to join us for the grand reopening on July 25th and 26th. Stop by and see us or call or text 647-6374 or 647-2175 and place your order. Let us help you feel your best. Nutrition Enterprises, your one-stop shop for health. We look forward to seeing you.
Today's forecast calls for sunshine and 80 degrees, mainly clear tonight and 56. Friday, sunshine continues and a high of 82. And 86 Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm. Right now in Richland Center with a foggy start to the day, we were at 63 at midnight, and we're down to our overnight low now. It is 58.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. The Brewers enjoyed a late game victory yesterday. We'll check that out and more sports in a moment.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Hometown Baseball Night League games tonight. They include playing at Mazamani, Arena at Wisconsin Dells, and Reedsburg at Dodgeville. Tomorrow, Sauk Prairie plays at Casanova, among the Night League games. Other contests tonight, Black Earth at Poinette and Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Ridgeway. The Home Talent League has announced the Western Section playoff pairings for this coming Sunday. They include Blanchardville at top seed Dodgeville, 7th seed Schulzburg-Benton at number 2 Verona, number 6 seed Arena is at number 3 Belleville, and number 5 Hollandale is at number 4 Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Earlier they announced the Dells will play at Sauk, Mazamani at Ashton, Wanakee at Middleton, and Reedsburg at Cross Plains in the first round of the playoffs Sunday at 1. Church League softball with a makeup night tonight at Crosscut Park, and the Simon Sharks swim team will be at Dodgeville tonight for a rescheduled meet. Another late game hit proved clutch, providing the Brewers a victory in a low-scoring series in Wrigley Field. Yesterday, the Brewers won 3-2. Blake Perkins scored on a double by William Contreras that rolled to the wall. Despite losing National League batting average leader Christian Yelich to the injured list, Milwaukee just keeps winning. It took 2 out of 3 in the series against the Cubs, despite scoring just 5 runs. The double by Contreras was the only extra base hit in the last 2 games. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great, but our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Piamps, that's the stars of the game. They were great. Piamps was a big 3-2 pitch to lead off the 9th inning. Yeah, I mean, I firmly believe that, you know, to give us 8 innings of shutout, it's tough to do on the road. And yeah, I was really pleased with that.
Today is an off day for the crew with a weekend home series against the Marlins starting on Friday. Pittsburgh was a winner over St. Louis, 5-0. Cincinnati, 9. Atlanta, 4. San Diego, 12-3 over Washington. San Francisco over the Dodgers, 8-3. In the American League, Houston, 8. Oakland, 1. The Angels, 2-1 over Seattle. Cleveland, 2. Detroit, 1. Toronto, 6. Tampa Bay, 3. Texas, 10-2 over the White Sox. Interleague action, Minnesota, 5-4 winners against Philadelphia. Colorado, 20, and Boston, 7. Miami, 6-3 over Baltimore. The Mets, 12, and the Yankees, 3. Arizona, 8-6 over Kansas City. Packer coaches had to do something. The defense was dominating the quarterbacks, and they had no time. That's why the switch was made to undrafted free agent Kadeem Telford. The 6'7", 322-pound tackle has at least temporarily displaced first-round draft pick Andre Dillard on the offensive line. Telford tells Sports Illustrated that last year on the practice squad, it was humbling, but he gives credit to offseason workouts with friends and wide receivers Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks for big improvements in his footwork and his speed. And LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and other NBA stars will carry their home country's flags at the opening ceremonies for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Giannis will be the flag bearer for Greece, and the veteran James will represent the USA. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on Thursday Morning Sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know, whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free one-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
WRCO 100.9.
Dwayne Yoakam and Fast As You here on WRCO Country and Community. 58 degrees in Richland Center and moving on toward a daytime high of 80 a little bit later on. Things are green and growing. As we've talked for a while, though, it seems that things are a little ahead. It seems, I mean, even though we're getting close to August, it seems a little bit later in the summer, I'm sorry to say. But, yeah, we'll see what goes. Hopefully it's a good long growing season for my little garden in Sextonville and all the goodies that we're providing to the rabbits.
It's been one of those days I don't want to do it twice. No matter what I say, it doesn't come out right. Any one of those nights where you slap me close till we're off the map and you're making me laugh. I don't care if we ever go home, so pick me up, give me lost way up, then I'm back too late. Little George Strait.
Gabby Barrett on FM 100.9. Coming up in, a little bit, a half hour or so, or maybe a little less. Between 7 and 7:30, we'll be giving away some Brewer tickets for Sunday's game against Miami. You just got to listen, and you got a chance to win anyway. We'll tell you when and what it's all about coming up.
At U.S. Cellular, new and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us. Even you, early adopter.
But did you know they both come with Galaxy AI?
Galaxy AI? Maybe you should take my job.
New and current customers get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us with Galaxy AI.
Not bad. I'm still going to do the tagline, though. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Get ready, Mineral Point Monster Truck fans, for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. The Iowa County Fairgrounds will explode with big blown monster trucks flying 30 feet in the air, just like you see in TV. Plus a spectacular jet meltdown show and freestyle motocross doing big, sick tricks. The kids are gonna love this. Plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets get a free pit party pass to meet the drivers. And now get tickets in advance at monstertrucktour.com with no service charges or fees. Get your advance tickets only at www.monsterxtour.com. Come early and ride in a real monster truck. The Monster X Tour for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. Advance tickets at monsterxtour.com. Iowa County Fairgrounds will never be the same again.
If you're looking for seasonal work this fall, why not join the team at Oakwood Fruit Farm? They need full-time apple packers and apple pickers for the 24 harvest season. Enjoy the fresh air, beautiful orchards, and supportive team environment. Apply now and be a part of the apple harvest tradition. Visit oakwoodfruitfarm.com or call them at 608-585-2701. That's oakwoodfruitfarm.com or 608-585-2701. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where great apples grow and great teams work.
Get ready for the Iowa County Ducks Unlimited event Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Join us at Dodger Bowl 318 King Street, Dodgeville. Doors open at 5:30. Enjoy delicious roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and free tab beer while supplies last. Win big with the Shotgun of the Year, a Browning Maxis 2 Ultimate, and the Handgun of the Year, Kimber 1911 KW Custom. Get more with Duck Bucks. Buy a $100 package and receive $120 worth of tickets. Register by July 29th for a chance to win a $120 Duck Buck card. Register at iowacountydu.org and don't miss out.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
A high temperature later of 80 degrees with sunshine, right now 58 at WRCO FM 100.9. Right now, the Brothers Osborne.
Yeah.